Hello and welcome to Down the Dog with me, John Richardson.
With me, Matt Ford.
I'm going to keep the ear in.
Well, we have now.
I'll
mate.
Do another. So what are you going to do? I'll do one without an ear.
You are living in the world where the ear's kept in. What does that do to your mind and to your body?
Well, it just makes me mistrust this whole purpose. I mean, what is the point of working with friends if one can't err?
To err is human. It is the second episode this week, and we've got a lot to talk about, John.
I did a thing yesterday called the BGC Charity Day.
And what does that stand for again?
I don't know. It's the name of the financial company.
I don't know.
Well, they're a financial... I think it's called BGC Partners.
Okay.
That's the BGC Group. They're a financial trading company. That's what they're called. They lost a lot of staff in 9/11. They were trading in the towers that day.
Man.
So on the anniversary of that day every year, they donate all their profits to charities. So they nominate a range of charities in New York and London. And those charities send ambassadors to the trading floor, and you basically trade. So you do the deals. They'll put the phone on and say, right, I've got so-and-so here. You need to tell him you want so and how many of these.
Oh, yes, I've seen this.
Yeah.
I've seen this. Politicians do it.
Politicians do it. Low-ranking podcasting comedians do it. I was there yesterday. I've done it three times now, and I'll tell you what happens when you go there. You are basically trailing in the wake of some A-list names. So if you look in the photos of the BGC Charity Day, what you'll see is a crowd of people around Anthony Joshua, the whole floor just buzzing, his charisma shining through. He's making people laugh. He's having pictures. If you look in the background of any of those pictures, you will find a slightly pot-bellied, balding comedian just on the phone, doing a shift, basically. the cameras are following AJ. In the background is me, basically making cups of tea. He said, how many do you want? Yeah, he says he wants seven of them. Can he? Yeah, okay, fine, that's done. I did a lot of trades. Do you know how much money do you think I traded yesterday?
$2 million.
How many?
$2 million.
Keep going, mate.
$2,001,000.
I traded yesterday £920 million worth of shares and bonds.
Fucking hell, John. Well done.
In the terminology, they said if you get to a billion, that's a yard. That's what they call it. You get your yard. And I just ran out of time to get my yard. So I stopped short. But, the profit from those deals it goes into the charity. But... also there yesterday,
yeah.
Who do you think was there representing that England team of maybe 10 or 15 years ago?
John, I would love to play wicked mind games with you, but the moment you told me that Anthony Joshua was there, I started looking at pictures. Mm. I'm on the Daily Mail website, and I've yet to see a photo of you.
You I've were on it anyway.
Dexter Fletcher.
Fletcher was there, Sadiq of course Khan. He was. Sadiq Khan was there,
Rio
of course
Ferdinand,
he was.
Sienna Miller.
Sienna Miller was there, of course she was. Damian Adavina, Lewis was there.
Gabby
keep
Logan,
going down, keep Balding. Going down, keep going down.
Are you on the Daily Mail website?
I mean, you would have to search my name on a social media platform. Or maybe click on the BGC Charity Day hashtag online.
Yeah, John Terry's there. Yeah,
there's John Terry.
Ben
so
Shepherd.
Basically, you get a sort of chaperone for the day.
Eddie Hearn.
I met Eddie Hearn and Barry. We were there representing the same charity, Haven House Children's Hospice.
Oh, lovely. Great.
So I said to the guy, I said, look, I see John Terry's over there. I don't think he knows who I am. But sometimes as a comedian, you see someone and you think, oh, I think I might have done a joke about them at some point. I said, I have definitely done jokes about John Terry. So if there's a way we could move in a direction away from John Terry, that would save me. I don't think he knows who I am, but let's not allow ourselves to be put in that position. He greatly enjoyed bringing me as close to John Terry as possible, culminating a point where he basically stood me in a doorway in a room that John Terry was in where there was only one way out.
Man.
I thought, maybe I'll just sort of front it out. I'll just say, well, I don't agree with some of the things you did. So, people like you can't handle, a little bit of poking fun. Maybe you should. Anyway, he strides towards me. He puts out his hand and shook his hand, and I said, all right, mate. And that was it. That was how
and
quickly
did he say
I thought. He said, all right, mate. Yeah, we had a little handshake, had a little little wave with AJ. You really, it's a very exposing day, put it that way. You are left in no doubt as to where comedians stand, first and foremost, and then where you stand within that hierarchy.
Yeah, but let's not brush over the main thing. You have said to these people, don't put me near John Terry. The guy has taken you to John Terry. And in your head, you've braced yourself for an argument. He's put out his hand and all that melted away.
Yeah.
You've ended up pressing the flesh.
Oh, I know, it's cool hand.
Notorious. Really?
Yeah, not sweaty at all, really. A cool hand.
Athletes, low body temperature.
Tall as well. Yeah, well, they are, aren't they? You see them and you're like...
Did he look good? What else would you tell us about Terry? Weight-wise, fitness-wise, posture?
Oh, well, he's still in the game, isn't he? He's still coaching, isn't he? So he's...
Yeah, but coaches get fat, look to the man,
I would say. He's not... It's remarkable how sort of nondescript they are in a way. Of course they look athletic, but they're not in the Cristiano Ronaldo mode. He wasn't wearing Gucci, he didn't have like a big fucking feather boa on saying, look at me. He's just in a nice polo shirt and a jacket. Gary Cahill the same. Cahill's knocking about. Just look like a lovely
Cahill's
guy.
Cahill's good looking though.
He's a good looking guy.
I want to talk about Terry, John, because Terry is notorious.
Yeah. But you can't, he's a charity day. Don't get me wrong. If he comes in the dog, it's a different matter. I shall say to him, listen here, mate, this is my boozer and we need to have a chat.
What would you like to drink? Yeah. It's on the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
I ain't having none of that. Who's that mag? So what's your general sense of them? I mean, did he appear more intelligent than you'd presume? Was he friendlier? Is there any vulnerability about him?
He was very humble in the way he moved around. He wasn't shouting. He wasn't drawing attention to himself. He did a couple of trades. He shook some hands. Oh, you canary wharf. I don't want to stereotype the kind of people working in that environment, but it is basically a slanging match is what's going on. And I think on the BGC day, they're on their best behavior, but it's very aggressive. And I'm speaking to one of the gentlemen. So he took me into one of the rooms and he said, look, these people have to be kept in a box. It's basically one open plan trading floor. And he said, but these people here, because of the nature of the business they do, they cannot be in the room with everyone else because they shout and they swear and they scream. Sometimes it gets physical. And he said, it's like football. When the day ends, you go for a pint and you don't talk about it. But it does sometimes come to blows in there. I was like, bloody hell.
Carnage, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is very, so there's a lot of West Ham there. Brooking was there. Noble was there. Moyes was there.
Whoa.
You know, West Ham, very well represented.
Great.
Spurs, well represented. Football in Dubai. General, Ledley King, and that might have been it. So when I say well represented, Ledley King was there.
Okay, well, still better represented than, I guess, Forest and Leeds.
Very much so, yeah. I didn't see any Forest down there, but I think Forest notoriously issue charity work. I think that's their view, isn't
Not
it?
Not correct. Obviously, last year we had our front of shirt sponsor, the UN Human Rights Charity. So actually the opposite. Like, literally the opposite, and I can't know that you didn't know that. Just well done for your charity work, John.
Thanks, mate.
First things first. You raised 900 million. Well, you traded $900 million.
Yeah, a lot of those were. I mean, one of those deals I was buying at a negative price, and it was explained to me that's sort of like balancing the books. So, you know, you're trading a stock that you know will sort of even out in value over time. So you're sort of betting on a negative value now. Basically, I think I might have lost the charity money. I think it all goes into a pot, but there's a possibility that one of the wings may have to be closed as a result of one of the trades I made. But it's real money. I didn't realize. I thought it was all for show. So they sort of ring up and they say,
"For show."
Listen, fucking John Richardson's coming over, and the guy says, "Who?" And he says, "I know, but I can't get near AJ. I can't get near bloody Barry Hearn. Anyway, he's going to come over. Let's do that pretend deal we talked about." But the guy who showed me around said last year, because it was all sort of kicking off and there's all cameras everywhere and whatnot, somebody made a mistake on a trade and thought he was selling shares when actually he was buying them and lost £1.5 million on a deal. And then some of the fun went out of it, then I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you've done the negative thing.
Yeah, I think I've
screwed the lost charity over.
Yeah, I think they've lost money, yeah. And obviously I got a chopper down, which they paid for.
Pudsey's going to need another eye patch. What have you done? I was going to tell you what I did this week.
Have you done something this week?
Yep.
Here we go.
I only went and made my first ever salt beef sandwich.
You made a salt beef sandwich in that you salted the beef?
No, I went to the supermarket, bought some salt beef and made a sandwich with it. It was the first time I've ever done it. And I'll tell you this, it's stodgy. So I made two sandwiches, John. Mm-hmm. I got Hovis Seed Sensations bread. I do believe it's the best bread for sandwiches. And sandwich, I did salt beef, Emmental, gherkins, lettuce and mustard, i.e. the sort of sandwich we would get in New York.
Oh, yeah.
On the other, ham that had been cooked in a muslin cloth for succulency, according to the packet at Sainsbury's, and added lettuce and salad cream. I gorged on both of them on Sunday, which was at the peak of the heat wave, and I would say I wasn't right for about 3 hours. I had to wriggle on grass to sort it out. It was just too... I don't think I've had that much bread in years.
You had to wriggle on grass.
Yeah, yeah. I had to lie down on the grass. We were having a picnic and I was just trying to calm... The bread added to my internal temperature rising. Mm-hmm. So I had to seek cool ground and
sort of
fan out like a starfish
off
for maximum surface area exposure.
But you sort of take your clothes off and allow the grass to cool your body?
No, I was wearing the Forest Away shirt and a pair of shorts. Which I like
what
to do.
What a fucking mess. A man in a football shirt writhing around on the grass because he's had too much sandwich.
And I'd had a bit of champagne.
Here
gotta
we
be
go.
Honest.
Here
part of the
we
story
go.
I'm not telling you was a bloody big dose of champagne.
Pretends to be a man of the people. I love a ham sandwich on the side of a bottle of Bolly.
Look, if you're in, I would recommend it. It's really nice. It's really, really good.
Champagne.
Oh, lovely. Putting the ham into champagne.
Can I ask you a question about your house?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, why?
I have never in my life dealt with as many spiders in the home as I have this week.
Oh,
and I'm not
no.
a fan of spiders. I don't like them. I pretend to be all right with it because I don't want my daughter to inherit my fear. So I've stopped the screaming now. I don't do the screaming. I don't do the running away. I don't move house if there's a big one. But this week, it doesn't matter which day of the week it was. Pick a day of the week.
Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. At precisely around bedtime, 4 big bastard house spiders all at once. 4 of them. One in the kitchen. My wife's gone to bed. She's opened the door to go into the kitchen to get a drink. Yeah. Big fucker there in the corner,
God.
Right by the door.
Out
She's come
order.
Back in. She said, there's a big spider there. I said, right, I'll come and get it. I went to put the glass on it and it scurried under the worktop. I was like, right, I'm not getting that one. He's gone. Wherever he or she has gone, that's it. Another fucker on the wall. Big one.
God.
Just up on the wall waiting. I was like, right, I'll get you later then. Go back in the living room. My mum goes to bed. She says, there's a spider on the stairs. I'm like, you are shitting me. I started creeping up the stairs. It was exactly like that. There was a point where I just didn't think it was going to end. The one on the stairs is going to go into my daughter's room. So this is proper, like, this is my Bruce Willis moment. She's fast asleep. Doors open, obviously, because of the heat. Windows are open. I managed to get the pint glass on this one. I'm like, right, I'm going to go and get a bit of card. I'll deal with that. You go to bed. I hear my mum open the door to her bedroom. She goes, I said, is there one in your bedroom as well? She said, yeah, there's one here. I go and get another pint glass.
Oh, my God.
I managed to get that bastard. Now the one from the kitchen wall is starting to descend. I think I've got to catch my moment here. I slide cards under the two. I put them on the kitchen worktop. I'm going to have to take these out all in one go.
Yeah.
The third one goes behind the unit. And I think the one that disappeared, it's the fastest spider I've ever seen. had a size-wise similar to the others, but this thing couldn't move. It got behind the toilet. I had to prod it with a stick. It had gone on my wife's feminine items that are in the box behind the toilet. And I prodded it with a stick and it ran towards me. Then I did sort of slightly scream and hop. And I managed to, I got the pint glass on it at the third attempt. But, and then obviously because they're big, I don't put them in the garden because they just come straight back in. I have to walk them down the street a little bit. So they go in one of my neighbours' houses.
Hang on, but did you do, because you've got three pint glasses here if I'm not mistaken.
Well, like the third was the that was today. So the actual night of the spiders, as I call it now, I only managed to get two of them. I've got them
so
on
how
the way.
What, you brought them down one in each hand?
Took them out one at a time because obviously if I try and carry two and that's I haven't seen the glass and it goes up my arm, I'll never get over that.
You'd yelp and it'd leap into your mouth and then lay its eggs all down your throat. Burst out your belly. It'd burst out your arse every time you fart.
Now it's raining. So I'm having to walk them up the street in the rain, but I don't mind that. There's nobody about. You know, if my neighbour looks out of their window, they're going to see me sort of walking up the street. It's fine. They know I'm mad anyway. So I take them up. I put them on a wall nearby. So I think they're going to find that. Today, obviously it's the middle of the day. My neighbour's having some building work done. So there's bigger boys out in the garden. I find a way of walking this frigging spider up the street towards my neighbour's house, but not get drawn into a conversation with the builders about what I'm doing. I hid behind a wall. I knew it was fast, so
like
I have to keep rotating
the
glass.
It.
Every time I rotate the glass, it turns back towards me as if it says, when you lift this glass off, mate, I am fucking going for you.
And yeah, like, what just... you can do is sweep the glass, can't you, across the card, so you fling it.
No, you can't be doing that with the size of this thing, man. You take no risks. You tilt the glass towards yourself, so therefore you only create an opening pointing away from you, and then it's got no choice. And it absolutely legged it. I mean, this thing could fly. And now I'm terrified of my owner. I've never done anything like it. They're all big, and they're all coming in this week. Usually, I might get one or two a week. Four in a night.
What's going on then? So,
I don't
what
know.
Is your theory? Because this has turned into some sort of like science project.
I'd love
some...
to know if the listener can educate.
You've got an infestation. You've got an infestation.
I've had all the conker shit. I'll put a conker in the window that keeps them off.
What? That sounds stupid.
You know that one? Put conkers on your sort of around your door frames and
windowsills.
Apparently, they don't like conkers.
Bollocks.
That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's because they see conkers on strings and they think they're like legless spiders. I don't know what it is.
Do you know what I think? My theory is, and I don't want to freak you out, you've got a mega infestation and there's a big fat queen spider underneath your property and she's incubating millions of these things. And they're going to overrun
that's what
you.
It is.
They're going to overrun you at a rate and they're going to lower themselves into your mouth while you sleep. And they're going to take you over. They're going to burst out your belly like an alien. You will die because they're spiders.
I can only say this day was the day the heat finally relented. And I don't know if the spiders knew a storm was coming and they needed to get into the house. But for them
how
to all
clever are these
flood
spiders,
in at once.
Mate. What they can sense a storm, but they
well,
scared
the
of conkers.
Weather forecast on. Maybe they're listening to the weather. They've heard us chatting in the garden, like, oh, it's supposed to rain later. They're like, fucking hell, is it? Getting those. I don't know why they're cockneys.
Cockney spiders.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck, he's got a conker.
Who told him?
I
can't be the only one who's had an absolute influx this week. So if you've had more than one big spider or more than usual, hello@downthedog.com. I've looked at all the videos to try and like them. You know,
so let us know. Does a conker work? And if not a conker, then what? Because we could all
clove
help each
oil.
Other.
I've tried it all, mate. Any internet theory about keeping spiders out of your house? Clove oil, conkers. You dress as a bigger spider. I've done that. stuff newspaper down tights and sellotape a pair to each down flank.
Yeah,
I've done it all, mate. Don't work.
Well, I feel for you, John. Look, just on emails, we must have some from people. I don't think we spiders... Well, I tell you what, if you're a spider, get in touch and put your side. Why are you so attracted to John? Why are you or why are you not scared?
These could have typed.
Conkers.
These spiders could easily have typed.
Can spiders spread diseases in this country?
No.
Don't you think?
No, I don't think so. No, I'd be very surprised.
You can just give you a little bite and it would be itchy.
Do you want to know what I did as well? I put the pint glasses back on the worktop. I was obviously quite emotionally fraught after such a, you know, I wouldn't say I'm an arachnophobe, but I don't like spiders.
It's stressful. So
After that, it's 11, half 11 at night now. I want to go to bed. Put the pint glasses just on the worktop on the side. Come down in the morning. Lucy is drinking a glass of water from one of the spider glasses.
Spider piss.
Anyway, I think she's all right. She's grown a couple more legs. And when she hisses at me now, as she's wont to do, a sort of viscous fluid comes out.
We've had an email from George. He says, "Dear Matt and John."
Hello there.
He says, "I have had the same single hemorrhoid since I was 18. I am now 33.
Okay, so that is 15 years. All right, bloody hell.
Now, these are all his words.
I reckon I'm on 5.
Yeah, but 15, mate, come on.
3 times as many.
Yep. Peter the Pile first introduced himself during a holiday in Turkey 15 years ago and has been resident ever since.
Oh, God.
Despite initially being a nuisance, we've developed a fragile peace over the years with virtually no symptoms. The one issue is that Peter's arrival was akin to putting the reed in a saxophone, and discreetly venting my gas is now a matter of extreme difficulty. To the point where whatever distant corner of the flat I sneak off to be polite, after the deed is done, my partner always shouts, "Heard that," and giggles.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
You can imagine, this is also awkward in a professional setting. But the only time I did resolve to evict Peter, I was prescribed pills the size of licorice torpedoes to slot up the bum tube, which I found to be quite significantly more inconvenient than leaving him be. Love the show, but please don't read out my email address, as it will identify me as Peter's keeper. Bye, George. P.S. An elderly friend of mine has the attached can of Foster's in his pantry, which expired in 2004.
Oof.
He says, "I can send it to you if you like, preferably for you to sample on the podcast or not. It may now be acidic enough to dissolve the fish juice in a laptop. It will not surprise you to learn he does not intend to drink it." So he's got a can of Foster's from 2004. And George, I think sticking those licorice things up your ass is better than having a hemorrhoid for 15 years. I'm just calling it.
Oh, I don't know. You've done it, haven't you?
Suppositories?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not licorice.
No, but they're not licorice. He's saying they're the size of licorice torpedoes.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
actual
licorice. And your soul.
It's the act that's unpleasant, and once it's up there, it's,
yeah,
it's just, you know, part of that. I think I'd drink that 2004 Foster's.
John, it would be foul, but okay, you've said you'll do it. Send it in.
Get me a fucking 2023 Foster's, it'd be foul. It's time to pick a dog of the week.
Oh, yes, please.
I'll be honest with you, this week it's an open and shut case based on a photo again.
Okay.
I think because the photos go online,
okay,
the photo of this dog is game over. So this email comes in from a doctor. So that's already a cut above the usual dross we get on here, isn't it? You can't put a doctor in bullshit corner.
You can. The experts in that particular field, they might not know anything about...
Dr. Chris.
Easter.
I would like to nominate Alfredo for the following reasons. Alfredo and his siblings were strays in New Orleans.
Okay.
New fucking Orleans. As I hope Matt can relate to, Alfredo started life with a skin condition that meant he lost and then grew most of his fur.
Oh.
You, there's a similar story with you. Most of your fur's grown back now, isn't it?
Well, I've got eczema, so I guess in a way, you know, I shed flesh.
His baby photos are when his body had soft new growth like a dandelion, but his ears and paws still needed to recover from the infection. When the rest of his siblings were adopted, but nobody wanted a wee scabby hairless Alfredo, he was moved from Louisiana to New Jersey. New Jersey, and came to be my foster for several months. He was finally adopted by a really cool local family, and he comes here to stay when they travel. This naughty photo was taken while his family were in Australia watching the World Cup playoffs, which by association makes him a global supporter of football, even though he's American. As you'll see from the picture, he's not really much for beer, but cannot be trusted around a box of wine. And the photo is of...
Oh my God. It looks like it's killed something in there.
It looks like a bloodbath in there, but the dog has clearly got into the wine. He looks hungover.
Yes, on his hind legs, hands sort of on the bar.
He is. He's stood at the bar. He's asking for another. Go on, just one more box.
That is such a cool photo and such a lovely dog.
Yeah, it looks like a kindly dog, doesn't it?
Big Alfredo. Hands. You say Alfredo or Alfredo?
I'd say Alfredo.
I'd say Alfredo as well.
Well, then let's just agree.
Today. We've not disagreed with, you know, we never disagree with each other for the sake of it. And I think today's podcast has proved that.
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone in the world that would say Alfredo.
There's got to be someone. There's 8 billion of us, mate. We're only two of them. I don't think we can extrapolate data from two blokes of the same generation on the same island.
I don't think. I would say that over there, 8 billion people on planet Earth, all 8 billion, save for those who cannot communicate at all, the babies. A baby might say Alfredo, or, you know, someone learning to read, someone on the very early books. Mm.
They are still people, though, John. They have rights. Okay? They do have rights.
I stand corrected. I've shot my mouth off and I apologise.
Okay. Well, Alfredo is this week's pub
you
dog.
You just said Alfredo.
Fuck it! I didn't even realise I'd done it. Alfredo.
You're so Nottingham, aren't you, sometimes? Alfredo. Alfredo.
Okay, now, another bit of business we need to sort out. On the last episode, we'd asked people for an anagram of the phrase a cardigan-wearing anagram fan. So we are down to the final two. And John, I guess as it relates to you, I think you should decide.
All right, I'll take this one on.
Chris,
winner gets the prize, loser goes into bullshit corner for the week.
Oh, lovely.
It's harsh, giving you the second best out of all of them. But there's got to be jeopardy to these things.
Chris, who is a Luton fan, says, he says, somewhat on topic for John. Oh, no, he came up with two. Okay, so here we go. He's come up with rearranging a fawning macadamia.
Yeah, it's neat.
And he says, somewhat on topic for John, warming Canada, managing airfare.
Okay.
Okay.
It's, yeah, I like that one because it's sort of, it's I'm basically full eco twat, as you know, and it speaks to recent news, it speaks to climate change, speaks to my train travel through Europe. It's going to be hard to beat, unless there's one that's got a swear word in.
Here comes MRI Dave.
The hot stepper.
You ready?
Yes, please.
An earwig racing in a mafia grandma.
Grandma as in your mother's mother?
Yeah, or your dad's mother.
Racing in a mafia...
An earwig grandma. Racing in a mafia grandma. Sounds like the sort of thing Liam Gallagher would say, wouldn't it? I'm not getting into fucking Damon Albarn. He's like an earwig racing in a mafia grandma, that prick.
Yeah, do you know what I'm thinking is just structurally, I think I would put a mafia earwig racing in a grandma.
Oh.
Because I think I prefer that imagery.
So who wins? Who's in bullshit corner?
I don't know. It's
decide.
It's hard to call, isn't it? Because they're call both it. Very, very good.
Yeah.
You know, what if I've learned anything from this business is that everybody says you must always go for the laugh. You know, we've got to understand what our place is in this world. And no doubt the image of an earwig racing in a mafia grandma is funnier than the creeping realization that life as we know it on this planet is gradually becoming unsustainable.
So MRI Dave wins, and Chris, the Luton fan in Nottingham, sadly, mate, gutted for you. You're in bullshit corner. But
yeah, I guess I'll come and sit with you and we'll have a lovely chat.
Exactly. Love and respect, peace and love, baby. So thank you so much for downloading this, and we really do mean it. And join us on Another Slice. We are relaunching the Another Slice service, but it has changed. So for the price of half a pint a month, we'll be putting out extra podcast content exclusively for Another Slice members. For just £3 a month, you will get the Down the Dog lock-in, where you get another couple of episodes a month, outtakes and much more. So for £3 a month, you get two extra episodes, Down the Dog the lock-in. The stuff too hot for the pod is yours for £3 a month. Email us at hellodownthedog, leave a review, tell all your friends, and else?
Just emailing about spiders.
Bye.
Bye.